الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ قال ربك للملائكة إني جاعل في الأرض خليفة قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله تبارك وتعالى في الحديث عبدي أنت تريد وأنا أريد ولا يكون إلا ما أريد فإن سلمت لي فيما أريد كفيتك فيما تريد أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين درشي بلو اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد محترم دوستو بزرگو اللہ تبارک و تعالی ہمارے خالق ہے ہی از اور کریٹر ہی کریٹڈ ایوری تھنگ وداؤٹ اینڈ سیمپل اللہ کو کسی نمونے کی ضرورت نہیں پڑی دے ور نو انسان اللہ کریٹڈ دا ہیومن بینگس دے ور نو اسکائز اللہ کریٹڈ اسکائز There were no earth, Allah created the earth without seeing any sample. ہمیں کوئی چیز بنانی ہوتی ہے تو ہمیں سمپل دیکھنا پڑتا ہے. اللہ کو سمپل کی ضرورت نہیں ہے. There are many qualities of Allah تبارک و تعالی. One of the greatest name, the quality of Allah تبارک و تعالی is called مبدئو. Means there were nothing and Allah brought it. There were no skies before the sky. Allah made the skies. There were no earth before this earth. Allah Ta'ala created this earth. There were no human beings. Allah Ta'ala created the Adam alayhi salat wa salam. There were no angel. Allah Ta'ala created the angel. There were no trees, no wind, no water, no fire, no mountains, no oceans, none any creation. But before Allah Ta'ala created everything. This is called, Urdu mein kehte hain, Adam se kisi cheez ko wujood mein lana. Koi cheez nahi thi, usko paida karna, ye Allah ka kaam hai. Mubdi. And the second, Allah doesn't need any sample. Allah Ta'ala created the insan. We don't have any sample before that I'm going to create a similar insan. انسان کو پیدا کیا اور انسان میں بھی اس کا کلر ڈفرنٹ ڈفرنٹ جانور کو پیدا کیا کون سے جانور کو کیسا پیدا کرنا ہے ये अल्लाह को पता है. विदाउट एन सैंपल अल्लाह ताला क्रिएटेड एवरीथिंग. एंड देन अ टाइम विल कम, एवरीबॉडी विल डाई एंड अल्लाह विल रिजरेक्ट एवरीवन. दिस इज कॉल्ड मुईद. ही विल ब्रिंग अगेन्स्ट फ्रॉम द ग्रेव्स वे एवर दे डाइड, वे एवर दे बर्न्ड, वे एवर दे ड्राउंड. Allah is going to create everybody. Allah will resurrect each and everyone on the day of Qiyamah. Sabko paida karega. Koi baki rehne wala nahi. Bahut hi taqat wala Allah hai. Aapko ek baat batane ke liye pehle muqaddame mein ye baat bayan karta hu. Allah says in the Quran Kareem wala ushina la ataina. I could give hidayat to each and everyone. तेरे अंदर ताकत है सूरज को चलाने की, चांद को चलाने की, स्टार्स को निकालने की. मेरे अंदर ताकत है. दिन निकलता है, द डे कम्स आउट द कमांड्स ऑफ अल्लाह. द रात, द डे गोज एंड द नाइट कम्स विद द कमांड्स ऑफ अल्लाह. द अर्थ ओपन एंड द प्लान कम्स आउट, दैट इज ऑल्सो विद द कमांड्स ऑफ अल्लाह. And from the seed to become plant, and plant se phir tana, tane se phir tree, or tree se phir uski branch, or branch ke upar phir uske upar flowers, or flowers ke andar mein fruit, or fruit ke andar mein kisam kisam ke different types of tests, maze, kisi mein karwa, kisi mein meetha. Ye sara kaam अल्लाह के हुक्म से होता है. ही डज एवरीथिंग, सो ही कुड डू दैट ऑल्सो, दैट गिव मी एंड यू एंड एंटायर ह्यूमैनिटी द हिदायत ऑल्सो. बट अल्लाह सेड नो, आई क्रिएटेड यू, आई एम गोइंग टू टेस्ट यू. आई केप्ट इन फ्रंट ऑफ यू द जन्नत एंड जहन्नम. आई केप्ट इन फ्रंट ऑफ यू द हलाल एंड हराम, जायज एंड नजायज. आई केप्ट एवरीथिंग इन फ्रंट ऑफ यू. यू हैव टू डिसाइड विच वे यू वॉन्ट टू गो. Everything are created for you. Inna dunya khuliqat lakum wa annakum khuliqtum lil akhirah ay lillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala. The sun, the moon, the stars, and the water, the air, and the mountains, the oceans, each and everything of this dunya is created for humanity. And Allah created the humans for the sake of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, because I want to test you that you can recognize me or not. Mujhe pehchanta hai ya nahi, us par tera imtihan hoga. Main chahta tumhe hidayat de deta, mere andar taqat hai, mere andar itni badi taqat hai, sab kuch kar sakta hu, kya ye nahi kar sakta. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam asked Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, you said to the sky and earth, become obedience of Allah. Summa istawa ila as-samaa wa hiya dukhanun fa qala laha wa lil ardi itiya qalata atayna ta'iin. In this ayat Allah mentioned that he said to them, become my obedience. Who he said? He said to the heavens, seven skies, and he said to the earth, become my obedience. Become my firma bardar. Bow to me. Alam tara anna Allah yasjudu lahu man fis samawati wa man fil ard. Everything is bowing in front of Allah in the heavens and the earth. Everything is bowing. Everything is turning away towards Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Then Musa alayhi salatu wassalam said to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, you said to the sky and the earth to become your obedience. If they don't listen to you, what you going to do? Asman na sune tumhari baat Allah, aur zameen tumhari baat na sune, tum kya karoge? Allah ne farmaya, maine meri makhlooqat mein ek janwar aisa paida kiya hai, ek janwar aisa paida kiya hai. अगर ये मेरी फरमा बरदार नहीं बनेंगे, वो जानवर सातों आसमान को सातों जमीन को खा जाएगा. दे डोंट लिसन टू मी, आई क्रिएटेड अ ह्यूज एनिमल. इफ दे डोंट लिसन द स्काइज एंड अर्थ, द एनिमल विल डिस्ट्रॉय देम. अल्लाह अकबर. सात आसमान, और फिर उस आसमान के अंदर में अल्लाह के लश्कर, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when I went to the Mi'raj, I saw huge armies on the fourth heavens. Chote asman par maine ek lashkar dekha. There were no begin of that armies and there were no end of that armies. Uski ibtida bhi nahi thi aur uski intiha bhi nahi thi. I asked Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam, itne bada lashkar hai, how big is it? But Jibreel salatu was salam said to me, from the time of Adam alayhi salatu was salam, I am coming from the seven heaven to this dunya till today, that I'm taking you to the Mi'raj on the fourth heavens, on the fourth sky. I'm seeing this armies continuously walking. I don't even know myself where the end and where the begin. Allah ka lashkar itna bada hai. Then Jibreel alayhi salam recited the ayat, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّهُ. Allah ki makhlooq ko aur armies ko koi nahi janta, Allah hi janta hai. No one knows it. Koi nahi janta. Allah ne itni badi lashkar ko paida kiya sirf chothi aasman par. Allah ta'ala created a one angel mentioned in the hadith. Farishton ke halat, ek kitab chapi hai, bahut ajeeb hai. Farishton ke halat, urdu mein bhi hai. Usme likha hai ajeeb baat ki Allah ta'ala created one angel. If Allah put the seven oceans on the nail of the finger of that angel, seven ocean water on the one nail of that angel, not a single drop will fall from that nail. Khali nakhun itna bada. Wo farishta kitna bada hoga ki saato zameen ka pani uske ek nakhun par rakh de, ek qatra bhi us nakhun se nahi girega. Allah is so powerful. Allahu Akbar. He could give me hidayat. He could give you hidayat. He could give hidayat to entire humanity. But Allah said, no. I created you. I want to see you, that you turning towards me or not. Are you performing namaz? You bowing towards me or not? I want to test you. Are you recognizing me or not? Are you recognizing your creator or not? I want to see that. Everything for you. Food is for you. Drink is for you. You can sleep. You can rest. You can stay. The house, the wives, the children's, everything, the money, the dunya, the sun, moon, everything for you. Lekin mujhe dekhna hai ki tum ab meri taraf turn out hote hai ya nahi. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam asked, aina tilka daba, where did you keep that animal who can destroy the seven heavens and seven earth? Is that? Kahan par hai wo? Jabki asman mein, about the seven heavens, Allah Ta'ala created Jannat. The one bungalow, one castle of Jannat is bigger than seven earth. One castle only. So huge and so big. Allahu Akbar. Bigger than seven earth. The earth is so big. Dunya is so big. Seven dunya. One castle only. And the one charcoal of that Jahannam, ek angara, bigger than seven earths. How big is the seven heavens? How big is the seven heavens? How big is seven earths? But if they disobey Allah, Allah said, I will tell that animal whom I created will destroy the seven heavens and seven earths. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam asked, where did you keep that animal? Allah replied, Allahu Akbar, O Musa, fi marajim min muruji, the animal is grazing grass, one of my field where I created the grass. Oh, kitna bada field hoga jisme itna bada janwar grass kha raha hai, kahan hoga, Allah hi zyada jaan. Then Musa alayhi salatu wassalam asked, aina zalikal maraj, where is that field? I want to see. Wo charaga kidhar hai? Allah farmate hain, fi ilmin min ulumi, that is in my knowledge, from so many knowledge. Wama utitum min al ilmi illa qalila, that is in my knowledge. I have given you a little knowledge. You don't know nothing.
तुम्हें कुछ पता नहीं है, वो मेरे इल्म में है कि मैंने उस जानवर को कहां रखा है। उस सात आसमान सात जमीन और उसकी चीजों को खत्म करे, वो आज जानवर कितना बड़ा होगा, वो आसमान के फरिश्ते, वो जन्नत, वो जहन्नम। अल्लाह अकबर। वो अल्लाह मुझे भी हिदायत दे सकता था, आपको भी, विद इन अ सेकंड पूरी दुनिया को वलीउल्लाह बना सकता था। अल्लाह फरमाते नहीं, वलो शिना लआतैना कुल्ल नफ्सिन हुदाहा वलाकिन हक्कल कौल अनदर प्लेस वहदैनाहु नजदैन। एवरीथिंग आई क्रिएटेड फॉर यू एंड आई क्रिएटेड यू एंड द जिन्नात इल्ला लियाबुदून टू वर्शिप अल्लाह। आई वांट टू सी यू वर्शिपिंग अल्लाह और नॉट। वही अल्लाह फरमाते हैं, टू टर्न टुवर्ड्स मी। द हदीस एज आई रिसाइटेड इन द बिगिनिंग, मन अकबल इलैया तकब्बलतुहु मिन बईद। Those who come towards me, I make istiqbal for him from far. Allahu Akbar, come, come, come. अगर कोई बड़ा मेहमान घर पर आए तो हम घर से बाहर निकल जाते हैं, we goes out to make welcome for him out, and then we bring him inside. Allah said same thing, man aqbala ilayya, those who turn towards me, make toba and he come towards me, what I do? Allahu Akbar, talaqaituhu min ba'id, I make welcome for him from far. And Allah make welcome for you. Allahu Akbar. Then further mention Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in hadith al-Qudsi, waman a'rada anni nadaituhu min qareeb, those who turning away from me, those who run away from me, from my namaz, from my ibadat, from my commands, I called him from close. Come my servant, I'm calling you. Further mention, Iza zakartani zakartuk, if you remember me, still I remember you. Nasaituni nasait zakartuk, if you forget me, still I call you, still I remember you. Tuwalini uwalik, Allahu Akbar, if you make me your friend, I will make you also my friend. Tusafini usafik, if you come towards me, I will come towards you. Wa tu'ridu anni, if you turn away from me, aqbalu ilayk, still I'm coming towards you. Still I'm coming towards you. Allahu Akbar. But remember, abdi, anta turidu wa ana urid. You got some wishes also. Allah said, I got some wishes also. You follow your own wishes, but I want that you must follow my wish. وَلَا يَكُونَ إِلَّا مَا يُرِيدْ. You can wish whatever you wish, but it's not going to happen. Only happen what I wish. فَإِنْ سَلَّمْتَ لِي فِي مَا أُرِيدُ كَفَيْتُكَ فِي مَا تُرِيدُ. If you follow me, if you submit yourself towards me, whatever I wish, then I'll be sufficient for you, what according to your wishes. I will help you. Agar tu meri taraf aayega, to fir Allah farmate hain, tu mere samne apne aap ko jhukayega. If you make mistake, if you make toba, and you turn towards me, Allah farmate hain, फिर मैं तेरी विशेष को पूरी कर दूंगा। लेकिन इफ यू ब्रेक माय विशेष एंड यू गो योर ओन विशेष, यू ब्रेक अल्लाह विशेष विच अल्लाह वांटेड एंड यू ब्रेक इट, यू फॉलो योर ओन विशेष, इज नॉट गोइंग टू हैपन। दैट अल्लाह फरमाते हैं, खसीरत दुनिया वल आखिरा, यू विल बी डिसग्रेसफुल इन दिस दुनिया एंड द डे ऑफ कयामत, इज नॉट गोइंग टू हैपन दैट द एंड यू विल गो टू जहन्नम। तो कभी मिस्टेक हो जाती है, मिस्टेक हैपन दैट वी हैव टू टर्न टुवर्ड्स अल्लाह। अल्लाह फरमाते आओ मेरी तरफ, तोबा कर लो, टर्न टुवर्ड्स मी, आओ मेरी तरफ, मैं माफ कर दूंगा। अल्लाह अकबर। अल्लाह इज सो ग्रेट, ही इज वेलकमिंग दोज पीपल हु रनिंग अवे, व्हाट अबाउट देम दोज हु टर्न टुवर्ड्स अल्लाह। इन द टाइम ऑफ मूसा अलैहिस सलातु वस्सलाम, amazing story mentioned, Allahu Akbar. A person been chased away from the village, and he was nearly dying. He was so sick, he was so poorly, he was so sick, was the final times to depart from this dunya, from this world. Allahu Akbar. Kya hua? Usne Allah se kaha, law alimt لو علمت ان عذابي في ملك يزيد يزيد في عذاب لو علمت ان عذابك يزيد في ملكك لعذبتني. اي الله, I know that if you punish me, and because, and if you want to punish, you can punish me if your kingdom become great just to punish me. And if you, and I know that if you want to punish me, you can punish, and because of punishment your kingdom become great, I welcome to get your punishment. Aur agar tu mujhe maaf kar de aur tere maaf karne se teri kingdom mein kami aa jaye to please mujhe maaf na kar. اے اللہ, تیرے معاف کرنے سے تیرے کنگڈم میں, تیرے ملک میں کمی آ جائے, then don't forgive me, don't pardon me. اور اللہ, اور اگر میرے عذاب دینے سے تیرا کنگڈم بڑھ جائے تو اللہ, تو پھر مجھے عذاب دے دے اور تو اپنا کنگڈم بڑھا دے, اپنا ملک بڑھا دے. لیکن اللہ, تو میں جانتا ہوں کہ مجھے عذاب دینے سے نہ تیرا ملک بڑھتا ہے اور مجھے معاف کرنے سے نہ تیرا ملک گھٹتا ہے. اللہ, تو مجھے معاف کر دے. دس از اے جنگل, دیر از نو ون, آئی ڈونٹ ہیو پیرنٹس, آئی ڈونٹ ہیو برادر اینڈ سسٹرز, آئی ڈونٹ ہیو وائف, آئی ڈونٹ ہیو چلڈرن, نو مائی ریلیٹو, آئی ایم الون ان جنگل. اللہ, آئی ایم الون, آئی ایم ٹرن turning towards you, I'm repenting towards you, I am making toba towards you. Ya Allah, forgive me, there is no one. When there is no one, Allah is for everyone's. Hey Allah, you become mine. Ya Allah, I'm turning towards you. Allah said to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, جاؤ, میرے بندے کی موت ہو گئی ہے, اس کو کفن دفن کرو, اور پورے ملک میں جتنے بھی نافرمان ہیں, جتنے بھی لوگ ہیں, those who living in the village, tell them also, go and perform his janaza namaz, I will forgive each and every ones. میں سب کو معاف کر دوں گا. They all went in jungle and they saw and they said, oh Musa علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام, the same person who been chased from the village. This is the same person who been chased from the village. And you said he's a wali. Your Allah said he's a wali. Friends of Allah. Then Musa alayhi salam turned towards Allah. And he asked Allah, my nation is saying that you calling him wali, but he was disobedience of you. Hey Allah, it is true? Allah ne farmaya, haan, your nation also telling true, and I am telling you also truth, that he was disobedient, but he was in jungle, he was alone, he was living this dunya, he was so sick, there was nobody for him to help him. Then I listened to him, I forgiven him, and I said to you that I accepted his toba, and those who make toba, he become my wali. That's why I said to you, you and your nation go there and perform his janaza namaz, I will forgive each and everybody. Agar ye dua karta puri duniya ke liye, to main sari duniya ki maghfirat کر دیتا. In the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, look at them, they were worshipping. Allah says in the Quran Kareem, in the first para, Allah said, now their toba is to kill each other. Now they came to see, to kill. They said in front of him, the father there, or the mother, or the son, or the brother, how I'm going to kill my father? As Allah said, if you kill each other, that is your toba. That is your toba. In the first part, Allah said, tumhari toba ek dusre ko qatl karna hai. In the sixth ruku, Allah mentioned, there is no other way to make toba. This is the way to make toba. Agar ye toba kare, qatl kar de, to tumhari toba kabool hai, warna main maaf nahi karunga. Kaise? So the whole nation came to the Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, ay Musa, how we can kill our father? And he was worshipping the cow, bachra. کیسے ہم قتل کریں, میرا بیٹا ہے, میری بیٹی ہے, میری بہن ہے, میرا رشتہ دار ہے. اے موسیٰ, پلیز کین یو ٹرن ٹوورڈز اللہ اینڈ آس اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ, دیر از ادر وے دیٹ اللہ کین فرگیو دیم. حضرت موسیٰ علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام تور پہاڑ پر پہنچے, ہی وینٹ ٹو ماؤنٹ آف ٹور. تھوڑا سا انگلش لے کر رہا ہوں کہ اسکول والے دے, بچے ایسا کہہ رہے ہیں کہ کیا ہم کو سمجھ میں نہیں آتا, دیر بی نو ایکسکیوز ان شاء اللہ. اوکے, آپ لوگ تو اردو میں پھر بعد میں سنتے رہیں گے ان شاء اللہ. So this Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went to the mount of Tur and he said, Allah, there is other way to can you can forgive them beside the killing each other.
Allah farmate, there is no way to tell them they have to kill each other, then Allah will accept the tawbah and the repentance. Only the one nation and one Nabi will come after you. If they said, if they make mistake, if they disobey Allah and they turn towards Allah and say with regretting, they say, Allah forgive me, Allah forgive me, just to say one time, I will forgive them.
Allah itna raheem. There's so many stories in the Quran, but we don't have time. We got no time to turn towards Allah. I made this mistake. Allah farmate, sare darwaze band kar do. Everything you can close. You can close the door, windows, parda dal do, switch off your light. Whatever you're doing, Allah looking at you. You've forgotten Allah and you're disobeying Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah is so great, as I mentioned to you. He's so great, he can do everything. He can destroy in 1 second. He doesn't need. He can destroy through wind. The wind also armies of Allah. The skies also armies of Allah. The earth also armies of Allah. The mountains also armies of Allah. The water also armies of Allah. Everything, the air also. If Allah commands, the animals, ababil, look at the story. Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi ashabil fil. Tyran ababil, small birds, armies of Allah. Everything, listen to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and they are armies of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. If Allah wish to destroy from any way, he can do that. We don't turn towards Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Look at the Karun. We are not worse than Karun. We are not worse than Karun. In the time of Karun, there were 10 fisad to pay zakat. Ours only 5 fisad, 2.5. The time of Karun was 10 fisad to pay zakat and charity. And he had a lot of wealth, lot of properties, lot of gold. Allahu Akbar. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said to him, pay zakat. Now he had to pay a lot of zakat and charity to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He is planning something that I can kill the Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. I can destroy the Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in some way. Then I don't have to pay zakat. And he said to a prostitute woman, a zaniya woman, adulterer woman, that you, whenever Musa alayhi salatu wasalam stand up in a gathering to give nasiha, you stand up, I will pay you so much money, so much gold, so much things. You just stand up and say that this Musa, he committed zina with me, na'uzu billah. You just stand up and say that, and he paid a lot of money, that woman. Allahu Akbar. When the majlis started and that Karun stood up in the gathering and he said, oh Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, if shadi shuda, the person who's married, and if he commits zina with a woman, what is the punishment for it? Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, pelt him, destroy him and kill him. Said, okay, that woman, she said that you commit zina with that woman. When she stood up and she saw the face of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, she started shivering and she says, no, I had a lot of sins already on my sins. I don't want to take extra sins that disgrace the Nabi and the Messenger of Allah. He paid me a lot of money to say this. I don't want to do that. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went in sajda and he said to Allah, hey Allah, you listen to me. Look at him. He went to disgrace a Nabi and your Messenger. Allah said, the earth is in your control. Do whatever you want to do. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam stood up from sajda and he said, oh zameen, sank the Karun inside. The zameen, the earth opened up and now Karun is sinking inside. He went through his knee and he says, oh Musa, please forgive me. He went through his back inside. Say, Allah, oh Musa, forgive me. I'm not going to say again. Then he sunk the whole thing. He was saying again and again, again and again. What Allah mentioned the whole story in the 20th para. Inna Karuna kana min qawmi Musa fabagha alayhim. And he sunk and mentioned by some scholars that he's going to carry on sinking till the day of Qiyamah in the earth. Till the day of Qiyamah, and he will come out on the day of Qiyamah, and he have to answer to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah send Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, go and tell my Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, agar ye Karun ek bar mujhe kehta, just to say one time, Allah forgive me, I could do that. Usne bar bar tere samne maafi mangi, tune usse maaf nahi kiya. Bar bar. Allah is so mighty, so great, so Rahim, so Kareem. You just say one time, Allah forgive me. I'm turning towards you. I'm not going to disobey you, Allah. Wallah, Allah is so great. Man akbara ilayya, talaqaytu min bahir. Those who come towards me, I welcome for him. Allah is waiting for me. And we running from Allah. Waman ta'aradha anni, waman a'aradha anni. Those who run from me. Nadaituhu min kareeb, I'm calling him, whispering, come, I want to forgive you. Nahi jayenge, to kya hoga? Bigarega hamara. Allah farmate, maine to bahut sare chote chote raaste rakhe the. I made lot of small excuse to turn towards me. You did not turn. There are so many stories. Allah is so Rahim. Jannat mein, jahannam mein bhi jayenge to parde ke andar mein ke nabi ki ummat disgrace na ho, wo bhi parde mein jahannam mein jayegi. Allahu akbar. Bahut sare waqiat ahadees mein hain. Inshallah agar time raha to mujhe to abhi hajj ke upar bhi kuch baatein bayan karni hain inshallah. So Allah hum sabko amal ki taufeeq ata farmaye, especially the youngsters. My message towards you, turn towards Allah today. So iPods, iPod, phone, TV, everything is inside. Before the cinema was in market, the film mark is inside. Now is in your pocket now. The film is in your pocket, in the phone. Everything in the iPod. Nobody watching, quickly we just switch off. But Allah is watching at you. You have to be careful of it. A day will come, we have to die and we have to answer to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Nobody looking at you, but Allah is looking at you. And especially the second message to the youngsters, please come towards the masjid and perform your salah on time. Allah hame amal ki tawfeeq ata farmaye. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.